This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Stanley Baird has helped shape the Durham jazz scene for decades. It all began when he and Donald Byrd founded the Institute of Jazz Studies at North Carolina Central University in the 70s. And North Carolina Central is now arguably the Triangle's nexus for jazz. These days, Stanley tours with the Stanley Baird Group, and they're going to be at Durham's first Art of the Cool Festival next weekend. But first, they join us in our studio. The Stanley Baird Group is Stanley Baird on saxophone, Connie Rogers on vocals, J.P. James Perry on the guitar, Christopher Spanky Thompson on bass, Carl Gerald on drums, Glenn Williams and Jonathan Perry on the keyboard. Welcome, all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, hello.
It is great to have you. Tell us about that. Go back to those days in the 70s when you and Donald Byrd started the Jazz Studies program.
Well, I had just gotten out of service, and when I went to school, returned to school, there was no jazz being played in the whole building. And the guy that was the apartment head at that time, his name is Dr. Gene Strassler. He had brought a couple of people down, and he kept trying and trying until he finally got a grant. And Donald Byrd and I was the only one around at the time, so he offered us the position to get it started. So that's what happened. We had two positions.
And that was at Central. What was the jazz scene in the Triangle or in Durham like at that time?
Pretty much nil.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot going on.
And how has it changed since, do you think?
Well, because of that jazz department, you know, they got a lot of young guys that's around here playing really great. And we just try to get some more venues to play. And I'm sure this art festival would help out.
I think after Art of the Cool, and certainly a little bit after this program, but definitely after Art of the Cool, there's going to be a lot more appetite for it, I hope.
Yeah, I think so.
You play a song for us now?
Sure. We're going to do Footprints.
Stanley Baird Group, live on the State of Things with a song called Footprints. They're going to be at the Art of Cool Festival next week here in Durham. Here in Durham, but you play all over the world, right? You tour everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We are part of Armed Forces Entertainment, and it takes us all over the world. Our last tour, we went to Spain, Portugal, Jordan, Turkey. Before then, we were in South Korea, Japan, Okinawa, Guam. A little place way out in the middle of the Indian Ocean called Kwajalein.
Wow.
The Marshall Islands.
Marshall Islands. So, obviously, Armed Forces Tour, you're playing for American audiences, but do you get to play for audiences in those countries as well?
Yeah, occasionally, but mostly we're trying to entertain our troops and make them feel at home.
Yeah. You get a sense for how jazz is doing around the world?
Well, overseas, we're Michael Jackson.
Yeah. What is it about the United States? Why is it? What's happening here?
Well, you know, the United States has, you know, we're a new culture, so across seas, there are old cultures, and they understand a whole lot more than we do here, and they appreciate it.
I know, but this is our music.
Yeah, well, tell that.
Tell that to us, is what you're saying. I know. We play another song for us?
Sure.
Slow Jams, Stanley Baird Group, going to be playing at the Art of Cool Festival next week in Durham. You know, when we say jazz, of course, that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, right? Who were your influences, and what do you mean when you say jazz?
Well, you know, I don't want to give my age away, but, you know, I'm an old Gene Ammons fan. I love Gene Ammons, and, of course, from that point, you know, it's Cannonball Adderley and, you know, people like that. Right now I'm into Wayne Shorter.
There you go.
You may not believe it, but, yeah, I like Wayne Shorter a lot.
Tell us about the Art of Cool Festival. What's going on? Who's going to be there?
Well, you know, they're having 49 different artists going to be here, and it's all over town. Some of the places, the Carolina Theater, the BU, Hayti Center, Pinhook. It's quite a few places. Then down here to Diamond View. You know, some of us inside and some of us outside. Yeah, I'm going to be down here.
Yeah. So tell us about what are your hopes for this in terms of maybe expanding the jazz scene? Do you have a lot of high
hopes? Well, I'm hoping it'll really grow big, and I think it will. This is the first year, and they got quite a lineup. You got Maceo Parker. That's one of my friends from back in the day.
Yeah. Right here from North Carolina.
Yeah, he's from Kinston, yeah.
Yeah.
So we kind of hung a little bit when he was over at A&T, I was over at North Carolina College. We used to kind of bump into each other back in the day. And we are friends, and he can really play. We used to always marvel at his talent.
A lot of great jazz talent came out of North Carolina, certainly.
No doubt about it.
And it's still right here. You're proof of that.
Thank you.
That's great. Well, I want to thank all of you for being on the program today. And just remind everybody, the Stanley Baird Group is Stanley Baird on saxophone, Connie Rogers on vocals, J.P. James Perry on the guitar, Christopher Spanky Thompson on bass, Carl Gerald on drums, Glenn Williams and Jonathan Perry on the keyboard. Thank all of you for being on the program. Going to give you time to play us out, but I want to remind everybody the Stanley Baird Group is going to perform at the American Tobacco Campus's Diamond View Park, part of the Art of Cool Festival in Durham. Next Saturday, you can find out all the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Modafferi, and Anita Rao. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helps out again today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Stanley Baird Group.
Right.